this week, and with me, I've got DJD and Farmer.
Howdy.
What's going on, y'all?
Welcome back, Haley.
Sitting there in the booth, we've got our sound engineer, Craig, and in the audience, we've got Caitlin and Tacos. I thought Caitlin was going to join the podcast.
Yeah, her phone just died, is what she said.
I literally was like, are you going to join us on the podcast? And she just left, like, immediately. I was like, oh, I guess that's a no.
You know,
cool. Actions I didn't speak want to, louder than words, you know?
If I didn't want to join, what I would do is I would just hold the power button, you know, on my phone, right. And then boom, you know? I mean, like,
there
hey,
you go.
She's
just
died,
gone, you know? He's like, whoa. Well, unfortunately, I can't make it. Sorry, guys.
So last week I was gone. I was at a cabin, a literal cabin in the woods.
Camping.
I guess. Camping. Is camping. That camping? I slept not on the ground, and we had like running water. It's like living in a bad house, right? You're living in a house that you wouldn't want
it
to
almost
live
works.
There.
He almost checked year. All the boxes, but not quite.
Yeah, not quite. Exactly. It's like, you know, it's a super old cabin and nothing square. So like all of the screens, even though there's a screen to keep the bugs out, there's like a gap big enough.
Oh yeah,
for, like,
huge gap. Yeah.
Yeah, for get stuff to come in.
Get roaches and all that sort of thing, you know.
Maybe yeah, but it was a good time. You know, there's a lake there. So check this out. So we went to this lake, and what this lake is famous for is they actually found mammoth-like fossils and bones there, because there used be mammoths in Japan. Not only do they find these mammoth bones, but so the theory, this is like the pre-Jomon area, so it's like pre- civilization in Japan, like pre-pottery and all of that stuff. The idea is that the elephants would come there to drink, and that's where the humans would hunt them, because they were finding, like, you know, not just where they died, but, like, you know, it's like all over the place in that area. So it's pretty cool. They had a museum there that we checked out, and it's pretty freaking sweet. Talking with my Japanese friends, I was like, I can't believe y'all had elephants here and y'all killed all of them.
It's kind of crazy, like, honestly, when you think about it, like, when they find all these different fossils, like, they're all over, man. It's crazy.
I said y'all. I'm like, y'all killed them all. And Koichi's response was, he was like, listen, we needed to eat, all right? Hey, dude, okay.
Had to get steak somewhere.
I would imagine that an elephant would feed you for a decent amount of time, too. I mean,
I can, like, only imagine, you know? Yeah.
They had, like, this replica of how big they believed these, like, Japanese mammoths to be. And I was like, imagine you see this animal, and you and your four best friends are like, I'm going to kill that thing. You don't have metal or anything, right? It's like, all right, we got some sticks and rocks. I'm going to take that thing down.
And if, you know, if one of you doesn't make it, that just means it'll last longer, right?
Exactly.
Hey, make sure that guy doesn't make it.
Johnny, it reminds me of when we first started playing Ark and we tried to take down, like, a Triceratops, right away or whatever.
Oh, man. Yeah, with your fists, like, and rocks, maybe.
You know, like, nothing made me appreciate, like, actually, like, being a hunter in, like, you know, ancient times or whatever than Ark has. And nothing made me also understand how quickly dodo birds must have gone extinct and why.
It's the only thing we can catch, guys.
Yeah.
Five of you go to hunt the elephant, only three come back, right?
You know, it just happens. Casualties, you know, they do happen. Yeah. Can you only imagine, like, those tusks? I mean, easy clean sweep one time, you know, you're done.
Oh my God. Well, dude, the thing, it was huge. Like, the replica, it was just huge. I was like, yeah, I can't even imagine, like, even just seeing one. And they had a button that my son was pushing to, like, they did their best to, like, recreate what they think these mammoths sounded like. And he was pushing it, and he was just like, this sounds really scary. And I was like, yeah, dude, like, that's what they think it sounded like. You want to fight that? You want to
get on that back of that animal and try to, like, tame it? Oh, man.
I was like, so clearly what the thing is you got to wait for the elephant to go drink, and then you stab it in the butt, right? That's clearly that's the strat. It's like Dark Soul strat, right? You just got to stab him in the butt.
Yeah.
And you stay behind him the whole time.
You set up spike walls that are, like, too close together for, like, them to get through, and then you run through and they chase you.
The smart thing is to have like some kind of setup.
You know, that was at the museum as well. That they had found traps that they would trap. They would like dig these traps and like get them to try to follow, chase them around and stuff. And they would fall into a trap, and that's how these ancient Japanese people would get these elephants back in the day.
Look, my only knowledge of hunting comes from video
games.
It
only makes sense. Because after the first or second attempt of, you know, just doing it with spears or something like that, you're like, okay, I think there's a better way to do this instead of losing half of our tribe, you know?
Right. It was cool. It was a fun trip. Driving over there, hanging out. Also, it's kind of, there's a lot of foreign non-Japanese people in that area. So it was kind of weird. I almost felt like I was back in America a little bit with the amount of white people that were walking around and stuff. You know, gentrification is happening there too.
Wow.
Really.
Wow.
Pretty wild. Wow. I was sitting outside of a coffee shop with my friend Jeremy, and someone came out and they like spoke to me in English. Like they're like, oh, they'll be ready for you soon. And I was like so surprised that someone that like I don't know would be speaking to me in English. It was a big shock, but it was nice, I guess, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's true. Us tourists, you know, we like, us white people tourists, we like to go out to all manner of countries and go out there and experience it, so.
And go camping. That's what Caitlin's saying camping, in the audience. Yep. She's like, white people do love camping. That is true.
White people love it, you know?
On this lake,
camping's fun.
Camping is fun.
An island in the middle of the lake, and there's a Japanese shrine on the island that we paddled out there on paddle boards and got to visit and stuff. It was super cool. Apparently, people swim to this island. And one of my friends did it. She said it was 45 minutes of swimming to the island, which sounds insane to me. But also, in the winter, apparently the lake freezes over and you can walk to the island.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I would be down for that. Yeah,
I would be scared. I would want to see other people walk out first.
No, I mean, once it gets like an inch or inch and a half, I'm like, I'm good. I go, like, have you seen where they actually pull out vehicles on the ice and stuff like that? When it's super,
have you seen when the car goes under the ice? Like,
have you seen when it's totally too long? Yeah, it's just gone.
It's not too long, and then it just falls down. Yeah,
Somebody kept the engine on too long, and it just started melting the ice.
I just have one gaming-related thing I wanted to chat about. That is that new Zelda game that just came out. Is it called Echoes of Wisdom, I think? It's where you actually play as Princess Zelda. I've been people talking about that the game does not run very well on the Switch. And so they're thinking big shock. But they're thinking that Switch 2 will have back compatibility with the Switch and it'll run better on Switch 2.
Switch to what?
Switch 2.
Yeah, a little embarrassing for sure.
I'm really hoping it's Switch 2 and not something else, you know? Because they're calling it like the Switch successor. Honestly, that would be fine. New Switch, as long as it Super is still Switch.
Switch not, it up.
And not something else. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it would be something else and it would be good. But hopefully, you know, we get that announcement soon.
Wait,
it could be.
I've got it. Instead of Switch, swap. Swap.
Maybe. I mean,
you know, Switch, swap, whatever.
Super Switch DS, exactly. The new Nintendo Switch would be on brand with previous naming schemes. No, exactly. You know, I had a new 3DS. The new 3DS, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Nintendo's not the only one who did this. There was, I think, the third iPad. They didn't call it iPad 3. They just called it the new iPad. That was super annoying. So,
since we have here, like, how many people are going to get that PlayStation Pro? I mean, I know you guys talked about it when I was gone, but, you know, why not circle back a little bit here?
The new PlayStation, yeah. I heard that they're remaking Horizon Zero Dawn again.
I mean, I'd be okay with a
another
refresh.
Remaster of that, another remaster for the Days Gone.
I'd be okay with that. I mean, I love that game, so.
I'm torn because like Xbox does it better, but like obviously, duh. But the fact that it's only a $10 increase to get like the remaster, I do appreciate, right? It's not like Ubisoft where, like, you know, you pay another like 60, 70 bucks or whatever. So I do appreciate it. It's like a $10 upgrade to get the remaster. That's kind of nice.
Like, if you have the original game, it only costs you $10.
Right. Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I actually do appreciate
that. As opposed to, like, you know, I mean, granted, Xbox gives you it for free, but I mean, like, there's all these third parties that, like, charge you the full amount, right, to, like, buy it again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to always do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I definitely appreciate that. I mean, outside of all, you know, what the PS Pro is doing, you know, that's actually a step up. I like that. Have you heard about all the scalpers? Obviously, there's going to be scalpers for the PS Pro.
The weird thing is the PlayStation Pro, you can still buy directly from the website, I believe. I just checked. I mean, like, so it's not
sold out. It's on a waiting period, right? I wonder, too,
how much of that is, like, you know, like, just people not willing to pay that $700 or whatever. Did you see the price of the
anywhere else you could be paying more, though?
The 30th anniversary pack?
I didn't see that one yet.
That was $1,000 for the 30th anniversary edition bundle.
Yeah, they're selling that for a lot more on eBay, though.
Yes. Have you seen that? Oh, yeah. That sold out really, really quickly.
Actually. Really quick. And that sold, like, super I think there was one.
And probably that mostly said it was by up scalpers.
10K. It's like 10K out there on eBay or something like that. Like, you know, somebody who's collecting, though, who has to have it, you know, they're going to pay it.
Right.
What is in the 30th anniversary pack?
So it includes a DualSense wireless controller. It also includes a DualSense Edge. And the console comes with a 2 terabyte SSD. And it comes with a charging station. And then it has, obviously, like the old gray PlayStation console covers. And a disc drive, too. It includes a disc drive as well.
What is the difference between an Edge? What is an Edge? I don't understand.
The DualSense Edge is...
Is that the controller?
Their Elite controller with the paddles on the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. There's like, plenty of good hardware there for sure.
Yeah.
In that bundle, but not more than 1,000. You know.
Yeah, but like, I mean, so like that's a lot, and I also get the nostalgic, like, you know, this is gray or whatever, and it's like a harken back to the, like, the old PlayStation gray and all that. Know. You know. Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, like, 700 and 1,000 are still a lot when it comes down to it.
Yeah, that man, Daniel just put a list of all the stuff that's included in that. That's pretty crazy.
And
that's
Travis is in the audience too, and Travis says it's not completely backwards compatible. Astro's Playroom is pre-installed. Isn't that the game everyone's talking about?
Yeah.
It's the same as the PS5 in terms of its back compat, which is good but not like perfect, you know? I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to get into eventually playing Astro's Playroom because I really enjoyed the first demo. I mean, it wasn't really a demo, but it was like a shorter game. This is like a full-fledged game, like David and I were talking about.
Oh, is that the game that David was playing?
He played it
way back
a couple years back.
That was Playroom. Astro showed off Bot the controller. Is the new one. Yeah.
Yeah.
My gosh. It looks so good.
Can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait. David and I are going to get into playing... This new I never said that. Warhammer. We're gonna get into playing some Warhammer.
I saw that was on. Are you guys playing it on Steam or on Xbox?
Xbox. Is it on Xbox? Baby.
It's crossplay though. It's complete crossplay. Yeah.
And it's up to what, three players, right? Three players?
I'm not sure. Actually,
I think it is. No, I think it's up to three players.
Which Warhammer is it? Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2? Is that the one?
Yeah, Space Marine 2 is the new one.
It's almost like kind of like Gears-like a little bit in terms of like the third party.
It looks like inspired for sure by some of that. But I mean, the first one was kind of like that too. It's like in that same vein of that Unreal Engine. You know, they were using a lot of same like characteristics, you know, the same thing. But yeah, I'm excited. I got it with my rewards, so I didn't have to pay a dime. So I'm thankful for that.
It's so funny though, because last week, Farmer goes, "Yeah, I mean, like, man, like, money's just tight right now. Like, maybe I'll wait, you know." And then, like, literally the next day, he messaged me saying, "Hey, I got it, by the way."
Yeah, I got it, but I didn't pay a dime for it. Is all I'm saying. I didn't.
I convinced Farmer to buy tiny blade. I've got all these
rewards.
I convinced him to buy Tiny Blade yesterday, and then I was like, "Oh, by the way, it's only single player." And he was like, "What?"
How? Yeah, like that. That's pulling a farmer. That's what I do to people. That's what I do to David. It's like, hey, you want to play SSX, snowboard, whatever. The whole. Remember that game, David? Of course you do.
Of course, SSX, yes.
It's like, hey, yeah. this game's got multiplayer for sure. He buys it. No co-op, no multiplayer.
Honestly, no multiplayer. Tiny Glade should have multiplayer. It's so much fun. I was driving with Chiho in the car, and I got distracted looking at like an old Japanese house, and I was like, I could build something that looks like this in Tiny Glade. I was like noting the shape and like certain things about it, and I was like, oh yeah, that could work out really nice. That could look really cool. I cannot stop playing this game. My friend who's visiting from the States commented that he's like, you know, I'm surprised that you've not been gaming as much as you normally do. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm just haven't been in the mood. And as soon as I bought Tiny Glade, I cannot put my Steam Deck down.
He's
like
back.
Every second. I'm just like, hold on, look at this thing I'm making. Look at it.
I can't get lost in games like that anymore. I just don't have the time.
Guys,
it kills me.
Guys, 3-player co-op narrative all the way through. All of us, we got to play it.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah,
we got to play it.
What are you talking about? We're playing
Warhammer.
Baldur's Gate 3.
We're talking about
playing Baldur's Gate 3 right now.
We are.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
I want to say something. We played Baldur's Gate 3 yesterday.
No, we're not there yet.
And I know that you could do a lot of stuff. I was gone for like, I'm not joking, for 5 minutes. I like left the grove for 5 minutes where everyone is. And I went to scout this area that Farmer had died in. And when I came back, somehow Farmer and David had gotten everyone in there to kill each other. And then the place was closed to us.
What can I say? We're just gifted.
What did you guys do?
At breaking games.
Look,
I mean, it's not broken. That is one of the options. Yeah, they just like it was.
We just
crazy.
Did something on perfect timing together. We don't even know how we did it. David was doing this thing. I did something over here, and it worked together. And everybody just like panicked and was and then started, it, you know, killed
there
me.
There was the most brutal cutscene I have seen in that game with like the druid like beating someone to death with their. Oh my god!
It was pretty rough. Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Crazy. So yeah, man, I didn't know that Larian went that deep with it. You know, man. I didn't know that you could do that. It's pretty crazy.
Well, you forgot to mention the first thing happened when we loaded in was we pretty much rested and we got the whole world destroyed. Basically we died. We had to resave. I mean, that's just this playthrough.
Yeah,
this literally this playthrough is chaotic and
it's
chaos
cursed.
And
it's
I'm
cursed.
Here for it. I am totally here for it.
It's the cursed playthrough. I had to kill Karlak because Karlak was mad that that you guys killed the Grove. Karlak blamed me and was like, you killed the Grove. And I was like, I was not involved.
Did we only have the one reload?
Yeah.
At the beginning? That was it? Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I think so.
That was cool.
Yeah. We've
yeah,
not because
you
not
escaped
done it.
The
yeah,
ogres.
Yeah, because I ran away.
He barely escaped, but he did.
Yeah, I ran away, and we've spent a lot of money. But the
don't worry,
that's true. We've
got
a lot
David
more.
Stealing all the stuff while everybody else is dead.
No, they left. To be clear, I didn't know that they died. I just saw them leave, and I was like, "Oh, perfect! Yeah, easiest heist ever."
So we figured out last night that
if you're standing in the vault of the bank, okay, and everyone else leaves, wouldn't you just grab everything? I mean, come on. In a video game.
Appreciate the clarification. Thank you.
David's character is apparently, we just found out last night,
is actually a rogue.
Is a petty criminal through and through. And what he cares about more than anything is money. And stealing things, no matter the cost, no matter if you want to save your teammates or anything, he's going to be doing that first. Most importantly,
who committed the last theft of that? I'm not going to spoil what you stole, but who committed the last theft of that session?
I mean, it's not a spoil anymore, but yeah. I mean, I was just like, hey, this looks cool. What happens if I pick it up? I wasn't really stealing it.
Sure. It was literally.
I put it back, excuse. Okay? It's like the jewel in Aladdin, you know. He's like he tries to, you know, he tries to put the jewel back in the cave, you know.
There's always hens
and all that stuff. I was doing that. We wouldn't have been able to afford reviving farmer. That's true, actually.
Yeah, see?
It was the blood
money. Contributing to the cause by stealing that books.
Paid for the revive there. Yeah, it's...
Just it's like... I'm stealing books, just like the Internet Archive.
Well, it's an interesting thing that... In a lot of games that give people the choice, right, you have like your dark playthrough or like your good playthrough. Most people don't choose to do a, like an evil playthrough, right? Sure. Like most people go with the good playthrough. I apparently don't have to do an evil playthrough going forward. I thought we were trying to be like do a good playthrough, and it turns out that I'm going to get to know.
No, this is a victim of circumstance playthrough because we're not really trying. It just happens. I'm just telling you. It's just like whatever, you know, things we're in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, we're just a cursed group and we don't even know how these things are coming.
I'm just saying,
all of these bodies surrounding us and we're like wrong place at the wrong time.
I had plenty of opportunities to be more evil and I wasn't.
That's true. We're not going out of our way to be evil. We're just... I don't know. We're cursed.
You killed that owl bear right in front of its baby.
I think I did the final blow. All I did was inspect the egg or pearl or whatever it was. I was just like looking at it. I don't know how it ended up in my pockets. You know, it was just one of those things.
Right after David was like, "Don't worry, we're going to leave you alone."
David was encouraging me. He's like, "Hey, you go steal that." You know, the whole thing was a heist. Apparently, I didn't even know I was just part of it. But he had it all planned out the whole time. I guarantee it. Because that's exactly like looking back. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
I adapt. It was a huge heist. I adapt. Okay. I'm modular. All right. I adapt.
Oh my goodness.
It makes me think of that. Though, you know. Divinity 2, right? Larian's other game before this one, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if some of the songs from Baldur's Gate 3 remind me a lot of the songs from Divinity 2, which we never finished that playthrough either. I don't know that we ever even got through the first act of that game.
We did. We probably not. Briefly well, entered I know David act and two, I did. But yeah.
Yeah, David and I got pretty far together.
We did get to act 2 because that's where Farmer killed everyone in that town. Remember,
there's no theme here. Okay, it's not a theme that always happens. Okay,
I remember, just, and then we're
just saying
it's just so weird that these things happen.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, that's weird.
I'm a victim of circumstance. I'm sorry, I'm not killing everybody.
It reminds me of the first time they added villages to Minecraft, and I stumble upon a village and everyone's dead. And you know, Farmer and Johnny are just setting up camp
in these villages. So for those who played Minecraft from a long time ago, right? Minecraft's a super old game now. The villages, they didn't always like trade with you and stuff, right? Like they just kind of were there. Like the villager, do you remember? Like villagers didn't really do anything. And so there wasn't really a problem with murdering all of them in their sleep.
Yeah.
Like a thing that you did.
There's always that thing that, you know, whenever I play Minecraft, I just know it's just a matter of time before somebody... It's like, hey, this will be funny, or hey, I'm going to mess with this guy. And, you know, and that's usually what happens. You know, David puts lava on your house and
look. And okay. That's true.
And then, trolling. You know, the only thing you could do from there is create more chaos and do more. And so
I had a very effective more lava. System to keep David away from my house. Remember, I had like a lava pit around my house.
Yeah.
And I had a bridge that was just one square, and David could not cross
so
the
bad
one
at
square
platforming
bridge
that I can't.
He couldn't get over there. Like
it was an effective anti-DJD deterrent.
It was surprising how much it worked. It was just far enough that you couldn't jump it.
Yeah,
you know
that was actually the reason that I tried to embark on. That's what inspired me to do my master saboteur plan, which then didn't end up working because the save got corrupted. of like planting TNT all around the bottom of your house. I worked so hard for that TNT. I spent weeks on this secret project digging underneath your house and starting to plant it all. And then like the save got corrupted and it's like, really? Like it was going to be so great.
I think I remember you telling me that now after the fact. You know, it's like, I wasn't going to tell anybody, but you know, since it's corrupted, but that's unfortunate, but it would have been epic. Yeah, you weren't here last week, remember?
I wasn't here.
I just want to bring up that he was gone, and then he just, you know, he comes back and takes over, right, David?
You know? You guys want to, here, why don't we take a minute? Would you guys like to talk about Starfield? Because I edit the podcast, so I heard.
two out of three, you know, that.
Two versus three. Yeah,
you guys we're back, talk about baby. Starfield? It's September. Starfield, 30th. New update. Let's we're back, go. Baby. Yep. We're back.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. So the next more like Trashfield. You know what? Let's talk about that for a second.
Wow. Okay. I'm a Trashfield.
You know, there is a real problem where there's like too much trash around the Earth and a lot of satellites flying around and stuff. You know, it's gonna maybe make us be stuck here. It's not good.
I think I should report that message. I think Travis is a bot. No.
Trash Bethesda, more like Trash Bethesda. You know, I don't disagree.
Oh, you guys are so lame.
Listen, yeah, so Elder Scrolls, is it 6? Elder Scrolls 6 is the one that's not released, right? Skyrim was correct. 5?
Yes, yeah. 6 is yet to come.
6 is next to come. Who cares, right? And Fallout.
This is wild coming from trash. You, but okay.
5,
oh,
right? Because Fallout 4 theoretically, was the last one.
But I mean, like, who knows? You know, I mean, like, it could be a bunch of different things. But sure, let's say 5 will be the next mainline.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Travis says the produce farmer more like the trash farmer. Nice.
You don't even recycle, farmer. Jeez.
Hey, we have a compost pile, okay? That's what we do with everything around here.
I also have a compost pile. I also do that.
Well, I actually don't have one right now, honestly, to be honest. Wow.
Lying on the podcast.
Jeez.
You know, when you take on a persona, you go to the nth degree and you make people believe you are what you
farmers,
are. What you
farmers
you are.
Never farmed in his life.
I just want to say I have proof. If you'd like some proof, I can give you some proof. Thank you.
But you're
That's actually all.
A farmer?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm in a farm. I'm in the land of the farm, the home of the brave, the land of the farm.
We've all seen you play Farm Simulator, and it doesn't look very convincing.
That's true.
I do great work on that game. I don't know anybody else who can glitch that game like I can. Just saying.
Yeah, true, Travis.
That's valid.
Have you seen me fly in that game? Man, it's
actually
epic.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I took a bucket like or a pail, and I get it stuck when I jump, and you can literally ease your way up all the way up into the sky by doing that in that
game.
Can
you walk around in that? I've only ever seen people like drive trucks.
Yeah, no, you can walk all around. Yeah, all you want. What? Yeah.
The next flight simulator has jobs, and I'm stupidly excited about that. And I don't know
what do you
why.
Mean. Wait. What do you mean jobs? What do you mean?
like you can like go rescue people in a helicopter or whatever, and like you know, like there's all kinds of like aircraft related jobs that you can do.
Oh my god!
Which sounds
I'm
so
really
stupid,
excited about that
but
too.
It's actually
that sounds
really
fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
You never have to leave your computer again. You can do it all from here.
You know what would be terrible is if like you're actually controlling like a drone when you do it, and you're actually taking someone's job and
gosh.
Doing it for free,
like Ender's Game.
The simulator.
Oh man!
Yeah, like Ender's Game.
Oh my gosh! So I actually had a bit of an existential crisis earlier today. I sent you guys a link to like Green School's video on like AI podcast or whatever. It sounded relatively like kind of sort of convincing or whatever. But like they also did an episode where they find out that they're AI, right? And they're like questioning existence and like, wait a second, all our memories aren't real. We don't really have families. What happens when they turn us off? And that was just a really, really creepy sentiment that just kind of bled over into real life for a second there. And I'm like, wait a second, what is the purpose of everything? how much of what I know is real?
now he's spiraling down.
Isn't that like what we all think of, you know, what happens after, what happens when I turn off?
Right. What happens exactly. when I get turned off?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's scary, man.
But then I started thinking about the Neuralink chip and all that, and like how that's actually kind of like somewhat subliminally like disturbing. Because like, okay, it's a really cool technology, sending impulses, like bypassing like certain elements of your brain or whatever, like to like actually send impulses to your limbs and stuff. That's really cool. But what else could be sent to your brain? You know, like, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I'm freaked out by technology now. I'm scared.
All right. Don't wait. Don't worry. Once we get there, we'll be sending you brainwave messages in the night to wake you up. we'll be trolling you.
Man, it reminds me of Dollhouse a little bit, too. Like with like implanted memories and stuff and everything. And, yeah.
It's like, is this a real memory or is this a memory that Johnny and Farmer
put or in Westworld, my brain. You know? Like, did I fall asleep
for a little while? Oh, man. Westworld. Yeah. That's my sister was really into Dollhouse, right? Season 1 and 2, which I don't even remember what that show was on. Was it ABC, on ABC?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
But Westworld, yeah. Another. Very similar, yeah.
I didn't even think about the similarity, till like just now, but yeah.
Yeah, it's, Farmer, did you watch Dollhouse?
I don't think I've seen that, no. I don't think I have.
No, so like the premise of this show is, oh God, they have these people who they erased like all of their personality and stuff, and they're like dolls, right? And then these rich people want to order somebody for like whatever, and they can make fake memories, and they basically make a person, and then they put the memories in their brain, and then they like do whatever it is that they want. The rich person wanted. They
it's like giving them a profile. Yeah.
It's wow. That's, yeah. Kind of sounds messed up.
And so the people who that they erased, they like rented their bodies. Right. So they're like, okay, for like the next 10 years, you're just like not going to exist. We're going to back you up. And they had like a hard drive. Like it's actually very similar to this hard drive I bought here. And like, you're here on the hard drive. And like, we're going to just erase your memories and like put all this other stuff and rent your body for like whatever, 10 years. And then we're going to put you back in and like let you go if you survive.
Which I think that like, you know, implicit was the idea that you would survive or whatever. But yeah,
there was 2 seasons of that show and it ended in like dystopia, right? Where like the technology destroys humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Joss Whedon did that show, not as popular now as he was back then.
No, it turns out he's not a great person, but
turns out. No. But the I really liked the show. I haven't seen it in I don't even know if I watched it with Bethany. Like, was all that before I got married or was it after? I don't remember.
It was a long time ago for sure.
It was a long time ago. Callback. But they would always do this thing when they would erase their memory. And they're like in this neutral state when they would wake up from that. They would say like, oh, did I fall asleep? Because they like don't remember anything from like the last however long they've been out.
We had a reference to it in our Machinima back in the day.
We did. Oh, my God. Yeah. Machinima. So Tiny Glade. What I've been doing in Tiny Glade is building these things. And I'm making YouTube videos, like chill, like ambient YouTube videos with Tiny Glade. I'm super excited about it. That's
really neat.
It's just been a ton of fun. Y'all need to get the game and try it. It's like $12. It's super cool.
I've got it.
Yeah, farmers got it. Yeah, D, you gotta get it.
I thought it was multiplayer, but apparently it's a good time anyway, so you know,
it's a good time
anyways.
You know, Farm, what you should do, you should use Tiny Glade to build like your estimate stuff. You know, you'd be like, it should look something like this.
Oh my goodness. I don't want anything else to do with that when I'm done working outside of my mind.
Yeah, and people are like, wow, that's a very is it going to be in this cute medieval setting like this? Yes.
Maybe for you, I will do one. But yeah.
I have seen people like make really crazy things in it, which make me feel a little bit bad because the stuff I've made is nice, but it's pretty simple. But it's just like anything, right? Like you see stuff in like creative mode Minecraft where like, how do you even do it? You know, it's super interesting. I haven't played a game like this in a while.
Or like anytime I saw someone's island in Animal Crossing, I'd just be like, oh my gosh, like I can't even like I just started this and I had no idea how you did that. Yeah.
David's just got his mom's art buried behind his house.
Mom's art is trash. What can I say?
My island in Animal Crossing was basically just a huge grow for me to grow fruit to sell. And then I never even got terraforming because I paid off my loan and he's like, you want to make your house bigger? And I was like, no, I'm happy because I don't like decorating the house. And I was like, I don't know what I need to do to get terraforming. Apparently, I needed to take out another loan. But man, I paid a lot. Like my rooms were just empty. So I was like, I'm good. Thanks. And I stunted my own game because of it. Also, there's that stupid fox that like sells you fake art. Oh, God.
Is it fake? I thought it was real.
Some of it is fake and some of it is real.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
And apparently you can tell if it's fake. It's easy to pick out the fakes. Right. I didn't realize you're supposed... I never really even looked at it. I would just buy it up, right? And then the dude doesn't take them.
I don't know. Like, I'm not an art... I'm, like, at all, like, an art expert. I feel like I would fall for the fakes really, really easily.
Yeah, Tacos is saying you can also pick out the fakes. Right. Apparently you need to look at the art before you buy it. That's what I'm hearing. Instead of just be like, I'll buy all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Fox. So this is another thing. So you guys have been playing Star Wars Outlaws, Farmer.
Which comes to Steam on the 21st of November, by the way.
Ooh.
They just announced that.
Nice. I don't know that I want to play it. I don't know that I want to play it because I don't like when you can't kill random people. I was watching David talk with some people and like I was like, just shoot them.
That's the hang up for you?
It's a big hang up for me. I hated that. And at one point someone was like talking trash to me in like Legend of Zelda, and I was like, I'm just gonna kill this guy. And you couldn't. And like,
but you still played Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, well, okay, I already bought the game. I already bought the game at that point, you know, and I don't know. I'm just annoyed.
Well, I
don't know.
There are sequences where you can't pull out your gun, but most of it you can. And you shoot whatever you want.
Well, and it kind of makes sense, too.
I was watching David talk to people.
The safe areas, if you pulled out your gun, you'd immediately get arrested or whatever. So, like,
yeah, you can't do it in safe areas. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's fine.
That just makes sense.
You can't take out your gun in the gun-free zone. That just makes sense.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
It works. Kate, wow, it works. Incredible. Yeah. I don't like it. So we have a comment here. Did Robin Hood kill anyone? You know, these kind of comments, it's like, you know, it's like Batman doesn't kill people, right? He just beats people almost to death and lets them drink out of a straw the rest of their lives.
Robin Hood was so good, you know, so accurate, he wouldn't need to.
Spider-Man doesn't kill people either. He just goes crazy with super strength and manhole covers and just hits you with it as hard as he can.
Throws you off of the tops of
buildings.
But Farmer and I would be the wrong people to ask because we've started like four different Robin Hood games and we haven't gotten close to completing a single one of them. Well, so we wouldn't know.
I mean, I've read the book and like the original book's kind of dark. Yeah, you should read it sometime. It's pretty good. But it's also got like some pretty crazy twists in it. And like, yeah, it's also like the original like King Arthur and all that, too. It's like, you read any of those books and it's like there's always those twists, you know, that you don't expect from the kid version. You know, you always watch the Disney version and it's like, oh man, it's all roses and everything.
There's a lot of things. Did you guys see Elemental? Pixar's Elemental?
I have not.
No, not yet. No.
Okay, well, we can do this. What about you guys saw Frozen 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So in Frozen 2, spoiler for, you know, one of the most popular animated movies of all time that everyone's seen. Yeah. In Frozen 2, right, when Elsa gets, like, frozen in Autohallen, right, Olaf, like, the magic keeping him alive goes away, right? And Olaf kind of dies. But it's a kid's movie, right? So, of course, he comes back at the end and everything's fine. But I was like, man, what, like, a hard lesson, like, that would be in a story that he's gone. Or it's like, you know what? I was actually just thinking about this, and I know next week is our Star Wars episode, but like, it's like when 3PO agrees to get his memory erased Rise of Skywalker, and it's like played up to be this thing, and you're like, oh my gosh, wow. And then they just like undo it by being like, oh, guess what? We've got a backup of 3PO. He's back, you know?
Yeah, like nothing really gained.
Yeah, nothing really gained, but like
the journey, yeah.
You don't have that loss the same way, you know, of like, oh, like that kind of a thing. It's really interesting. Or have you guys read the original Little Mermaid story?
No,
it's brutal. She doesn't lose her voice in the original story. She gives up her tongue so she can never speak again. And then so the prince never knows it's her because she can't talk. She has no tongue. Right. And like the prince ends up falling in love with like some other girl. It's like it's a super, super sad fairy tale. But all of those fairy tales usually are very, very
They really have a whole journey. But usually you get the Disney glossed over version where everything's happy at the
much
end.
Much nicer. You know? It's much very nicer. Much,
a lot nicer for the kids, you know.
Yeah. Or not like, you know, drama. nobody gets eaten.
You're right. Right. Right.
Yeah, Taco was in here saying a lot of old Disney movies are based off of brutal stories. Pinocchio, Snow White. I don't even want to know. You know, I used to watch Pinocchio and Snow White as a kid. I don't think I've seen either of those movies in 20 years. Like, I don't really remember much about either of them.
I ran out of the theater crying when I saw Snow White.
What happens in that movie? I actually don't remember anything about that movie. Lady Witch with an apple. That's it. That's all I got.
I mean, that sums up a lot of it, you know?
I like that farmer's like, that's it. That's all that happened.
I mean, you could sum it up in fairly quickly. I mean, it's a queen that isn't the most fairest of the land, and Snow White is the fairest of the land. She wants to take back the control of being the greatest in the land, so she goes to poison her stepdaughter with an apple. That's the story.
I know that there's like a Disney remake coming out, a live action remake, and I've kind of checked out of their live action remake, so I probably not going to watch it. Don't really care.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Most of the live actions I've not been into. There's been a couple that have been okay, and there's one or two that are like actually really good. But besides that, most of them I'm just like don't even take time. You know, don't even worry. You know, don't even mind to like watch them.
You should watch the Little Mermaid one. That one was good. I liked that one.
Isabel watched it and she said she liked it. So I probably should watch it sometime. Yeah.
I liked that one. Don't watch the Mulan one because they did Mulan so dirty. Mulan was one of my favorite movies growing up. Yeah. And that one was rough. That was rough to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But guys, I need to run. I want to end promptly. And we're already 3 minutes later than I wanted to end. I got to drive to the airport and take my friend Jeremy there. He's going to go back to America, so he'll be in the same country as you guys pretty soon.
All right.
So, you guys have any closing comments? Quick ones, quick closing comments.
I don't know if we mentioned it real quick, but on the podcast or not, but congrats to our friend Tuna Fish for being a Twitch partner.
Yes,
we did not mention it. We did not. Yes, so. Congratulations to Tuna. It's awesome. He got it at TwitchCon, which is super cool.
So yeah, cool. Super cool. Yeah, super cool. Pretty epic for him. So happy for him.
And yes, we have a new member who joined Anav this week. It's Tiffany, who is a longtime friend of Anav. Like, you know, we've known her for forever. And welcome to her as well. Maybe we can get her to join the podcast one day. That would be sweet.
That would be fun.
She is an experienced podcaster. Worried. She's been on like two. So
yeah.
I'm just a little worried my messages are going to be, you know, start disappearing everywhere. You know,
no, farm. So when you, if on the podcast, I'll just delete your track and you just won't have any audio at all.
You have like a little farmer sound like track in the background.
I should just do like the beep. Like beep. Whatever you talk.
No. Better yet, it'd be like a tractor or, you know, some kind of ambiotic sound in a farm.
That'd be perfect. Make sure you guys give us a good rating and tell people and do all of that stuff. All right, bye.
Get out of here, Craig.